welcome back to the Otherworldly Podcast. I'm your host, Pete, aka Palm Wondrous. Today is episode 40, and we are going to circle back to name deciphering. But before we get started, the letters of our name are symbols, imbuing our personality with unique character traits, and its sound creates a resonant frequency, inspiring thoughts in those who hear it. Point being, our names mean something. And today's person of interest, James Evans Bomar. Most know him by his pseudonym, Seven Bomar, and that's really just looking at his middle name and taking that S and transposing it to the first letter of that name. So Evans becomes Seven. But Seven Bomar is a teacher of all things spiritual and metaphysical. He's somebody that I first became aware of maybe a little over 3 years ago, and I've been following him pretty regularly ever since. He was instrumental in my early understanding of a lot of these more abstract concepts. And a lot of my interest in etymology came from him and from Santos and from some of the books that I was reading at that time. And so he's somebody that I would highly recommend to anyone that is investigating any of these metaphysical topics. A lot of the things that he's working on is using some of our modern techniques and modern technologies to try to facilitate a deeper understanding of spirit. And so let's take a look at his name. First name is James, J-A-M-E-S. J is journey, A is not, M is mental, E is energy, S is vibration or sine wave. Middle name is Evans, E-V-A-N-S. E is energy, V is descending or divide, A is not, N is normalize, S is vibration or sine wave. And last name is Bomar, B-O-M-A-R. B is being, O is full or complete, M is mental, A is not, R is return or reflect. Bringing it all together, you have the potential to connect to the power of your etheric self and fully restore balance to your being. Now, why did I suggest that? When you look at his first name, James, J is journey, and then you have AM and not mental, that's really referring to the physical, so the physicality. So the journey of the physical energy of vibration. Again, vibration is also indicating this is energy's expression within the physical realm. And then Evans, and this is the same for Seven, so whether it's Seven or Evans, it's really telling you the same story. Energy descending, not normalized vibration. So it's energy from above coming down to destabilize that normalization. So if he began in a state that was really acclimated and assimilated and conformed to the current dimension, the current reality, this is now energy coming down to pull him away from that. And then last name, Bomar, B is being, O is full or complete. Then you have MA again, so mental not, physical, reflect or return. So being, full, physical reflection. And so again, it's referring to that true reflection of his true self. And I think that's evident if you listen to Seven or watch Seven. He's certainly somebody that's comfortable in his own skin, has great confidence and power in how he articulates his message. And he's someone that I think continues to learn more and more about who he truly is and then uses that understanding to express himself to those who choose to listen. And so moving on, what came to mind is some of the words that I've actually started to use. So my use of understanding really came from him. And anyone that watches a lot of his content, there's a few words that he uses pretty regularly that seem to pop out to me every time I hear them. And so I thought, why not take this opportunity to break down those words as well? And so the first one is sovereignty. Sovereignty is spelled S-O-V-E-R-E-I-G-N-T-Y. S is vibration or sine wave. O is full or complete. V is descending or divide. E is energy. R is reflect or return. E again is energy. I is incarnation. G is great. N is normalize. T is vessel or game. Y is choice or decision. And so bringing this all together, the vibration of a full connection to spirit, balancing the two aspects of self to empower decisions. And so when you look at sovereignty, first it begins with S. So S is really telling you that this is referring to a vibration. This is taking place within the physical realm. O-V-E-R, over. That's referring to full descending energy reflected. And then E is energy again. The IGN or G-I-N or I-N-G, this is genie. This is referring to that normalization or balance between the lower incarnated self and the higher great spiritual self. T is vessel, Y is choice. And so sovereignty, as suggested in the passage, is really about that energy from above coming down, bridging the gap between the higher and lower self, taking place within the vessel, and really helping you to recognize the power of your own decisions, your own choices. It really is a fantastic word. And I think like Seven likes to point out, we should all be striving to gain our own sovereignty. Moving on. Next, we have understand. So this is a favorite of Seven. And now you hear many people using this word. So I don't know if he learned this word from somebody else, but I'm going to give him credit for the time being. But looking at the word innerstand, I-N-N-E-R-S-T-A-N-D. I is incarnation, the double N is new, E is energy, R is return reflect, S is vibration or sine wave, T is vessel or game, A is not, N is normalized, D is dimension. The state of being when your vibration is that of your individuated consciousness and not that of the collective. And so the reason I mentioned that is first you have incarnation, then you have the double N. And the double N I previously had thought was referring to mind, but just recently through this process of breaking down innerstand, I recognized that this is in fact referring to new. So not normalized. When something is not normalized, it is new to that pool of data. Now I can say with confidence that the double N is referring to new. And you'll also see this as a UN or an NU. It's all referring to newness. Then you have E as energy, R as return reflect. So the new energy reflected within the incarnation. And then stand, vibration, vessel, not normalized dimension. So when you take a stand on something, that's because you don't sit well with how the current dimension, the current collective is viewing things. There's a conflict there. There's a resistance there. And so when you innerstand, it's basically suggesting that you're recognizing the new energy within yourself to fuel that stand. Versus understand UN, which again, NN and UN are basically the same thing, but instead of the new energy coming from your incarnated self, it's coming from the dimension. So understand is the new energy of the collective coming into place. And so it's really a matter of external versus internal. Understand, as it suggests, is within. Understand is coming from outside of yourself. So you could think of it like an update to the matrix, an update to the collective. New information was recognized by the collective. They start to adopt that belief, and it's now passing on to all of the other nodes within the collective. And so it makes a lot of sense when you look at it that way. Next word, we have neophyte. Neophyte is N-E-O-P-H-Y-T-E. N is normalized, E is energy, O is full or complete, P is to perceive, H is heightened, Y is choice or decision, T is vessel or game, E is energy. The state in which one fully perceives the energetic implications of their choices. And I think that makes a lot of sense when you think of how neophyte is used. It's really often referring to those who are at the beginning of their journey of awakening and journey of acquiring more esoteric knowledge. And so, again, when you look at the word, normalize, energy, full or complete, perceive. So that balanced energy coming in to imbue you with the heightened perception to recognize how the choices you make affect the energy within your vessel and that of the game. Next, we have wholeness. Wholeness is a word that you often hear Seven use when he closes out some of his sessions. I myself have a tendency to use it whenever I'm closing out messages. And it just seemed to make a lot of sense to me when I first heard him and others use it that I should probably use it as well because it seemed to represent that holistic view and that completeness of self that I wanted to emulate. And so looking at the word, W-H-O-L-E-N-E-S-S. W is wave or water. H is heightened. O is full or complete. L is consciousness. E is energy, N is normalized, E is energy again, and the double S is eternal. A wave of heightened energy to bring you into full balance with your eternal essence. And so that's really what wholeness is referring to. And that makes a lot of sense. When you find wholeness and balance within yourself, it's really a recognition of that connection to spirit and to source and to that eternal essence that makes up your being. And you can't talk about wholeness without also talking about peace. And so Seven often comments on the difference between peace and pieces and wholeness. And I thought it'd be worthwhile to take a look at what is peace really referring to. And so for those viewing the video, you can see on the screen, I've included both spellings of peace, P-I-E-C-E, as in a piece of something, or P-E-A-C-E, as in what we refer to as the opposite of war or battle. And so looking at the first spelling, P-I-E-C-E, P is to perceive, I is incarnation, E is energy, C is to see, E is energy. Versus P-E-A-C-E, P is to perceive, E-A is power, C is to see, E is energy. And so it really is referring to perceive your incarnation and the power to see, or to perceive the power to see energy. So you can see these are really referring to the same thing. It's just a confusion as to the spelling. And what I think it's referring to is that individuated self. And so when you are personified as a fractalization of source energy, experiencing this physical realm, you are a piece and you have just a smaller perspective. Versus when you start to expand your awareness back to your higher self, you then reclaim your wholeness. And so I think the sentiment with using wholeness is suggesting that all of us that are on this journey right now are trying to raise awareness for this process, for the journey that we're all on, for an understanding as to what this reality is all about, so that the collective can start to recognize the true nature of this reality and the true nature of their own existence. And so I think it's a really positive thing. But I'll end it there. If you found this content to be of value and would like to help support future episodes, please consider joining me on Patreon at patreon.com/palmwondrous. And like always, I appreciate any follows on the other social networks, Instagram, YouTube, likes, subscribes, shares, comments, all of that fun stuff. Until next time, know what you stand for.